This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, August 28th. Well, cattle markets have been sliding most of the week. We gapped lower on Monday on a bearish cattle and feed report. We tried to recover on Tuesday and Wednesday, got into the gaps and actually closed them in live cattle, but didn't quite get that done in feeders. And since then, the market's basically just been slipping lower. Live cattle were weaker yesterday, but they bounced off those lows. And feeder cattle, too, we got a weak start, and then we bounced off those lows into the close. Feeders are testing breakouts and swing lows. The swing low from late July, and also that was a test of the breakout from early May. So we're testing some key support areas. Markets held yesterday. This morning, as the market is trading early, we are looking at the market coming back down and testing yesterday's low. So we're spending a fair amount of time testing the support levels, which again are old swing lows and breakout points on both lives and feeders. So we'll see how that holds, but I would expect it would be enough to give us a bounce and get some upside here, take another run at filling those gaps. The cash trade has been fairly active this week. We're hovering around 103 to 105 on the Fed trade, which is about steady to just a little weaker than last week. Dress trade at 164.66 is a similar story. Slaughter rate, 119,000 head slaughter yesterday. That was equal to a week ago and 1,000 more than last year. Week to date, we're at 472,000. That's 2 higher than last week and 1,000 more than last year. So we're pretty close to where we've been a year ago. Box beef values were quiet. Choice was up 9 cents at 232. Select up 15 cents at 214. The spread was down 6 cents at 1728. Movement, 110 loads. So the movement has been light. This week, we are into tighter numbers, obviously, from the very sharp drop in placements in March and April. So it's not a huge surprise that box beef volume would be down. But part of that, too, I think, is the packers kind of slowing down their purchasing try to prop up the box beef prices and keep their margins at pretty healthy levels. Feedlots have done a good job at stretching out some cattle. You know, the weights have stayed heavy, so it's not like they're pulling cattle forward aggressively. Simply the cash prices haven't really called for that. So there seems to be, the packers continue to have to kind of push back a little bit on their purchases to keep box beef prices up. At the same time, you've got a marketing hole, which you wouldn't think they'd have to do. You think it would, that alone would support the market. So we'll see how this pans out down the road. The feeder cattle index was down 58 cents this morning. We're sitting at 143.02. August feeders expired yesterday at 141.97. So a good dollar discount to the cash index. Cash trade in Southern Plains this week looks like it's around $4 to $8 lower than last week. Export sales yesterday, 11,800 tons for beef. China took 3,300 of that. That's a pretty big sale for them. Hong Kong, 3,200, and South Korea took 1,500. Pork export sales at 40,000 tons. China took 11,200, Mexico, 10,700, Canada, 6,600, Japan, 3,300. So China having a big presence, not only in the grain complex, but also in beef and pork export sales as well. It looks like demand structure is staying fairly strong headed into Labor Day, and of course that's just a week away. So beef demand is expected to be fairly good over the weekend, or at least we're hoping for that. After that, now you're going to be looking at, typically you'll back off a little bit on beef demand. The positive side, of course, is that cooler temperatures usually bring a high, increase in beef consumption, and we'll see if that materializes. But after Labor Day, you'll most likely see a drop, a short-term drop in beef consumption. The question is now, as you from the very light placements in March and April, then you got into some heavy placements, May, June, July, as we saw in this last cattle and feed report. So we're going to be looking at a stretch of months headed into the winter where, those heavy placements are now going to start to be coming to the market. And we're going to be looking at a notable increase slaughter ready numbers and beef production, especially if the weights stay as high as they have been. So that's a concern to the market. And I think what's starting to start to pressure the market here and stall out the cash trade, just simply because we're going to be headed into a much more beef availability, beef supply. And the question is the economy going to be able to absorb it? Is the consumer going to be able to absorb it at these price levels? And my guess is that probably not. They won't be able to do that. With 10% plus unemployment, that's tough to justify. So we'll see where all this shakes out. And of course, the Fed is looking at significant change in how they approach their role, wanting to stoke inflation even more. That's been pressuring the dollar, certainly would help our beef exports, help all our exports, and could be supportive to the market. We're obviously seeing an uptick in demand, but even at 11,000 tons, that's a fairly small number for beef exports. And if it weren't for China stepping up and buying a big chunk of that, it'd have been a pretty poor performance. I think that's something to keep in mind as well. So short term, my guess is the market will find some support here, get a little bit of a bounce, $3-4 maybe in feeders, test that gap area again. But my guess is that as you head into, in particular, October, November, December, it's going to be a struggle to maintain the strength that we've seen in the cattle space throughout the summer. And again, normally you'd be looking at a seasonal low in August. Well, obviously we didn't get that. It's probably going to turn out to be a seasonal high, and then we'll work lower on these bigger numbers that are coming at us. You got a massive corn crop coming, even with the issues in Iowa, in the drop in production of a notable amount, probably roughly around 400 million bushels. We're still looking at a very large corn crop. There's going to be plenty of feed grain around, and my guess is that if cash prices start to move lower, feedlots will resist, and you'll end up putting more weight anyway on those animals. We'll see where it all shakes out, but I think the general trend is probably lower into the early winter, just because of simply you got bigger numbers coming at us, and an economy that is doing okay, but you still have a very high unemployment number that at some point has to get addressed. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. You can reach me at 1-800-888-9843.